Angie has made it easier than ever to hire high-quality pros to get all your home service jobs done well. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie will connect you with local pros who match your specific needs. Or book a service instantly at an upfront price. So join the millions of homeowners who use Angie to care for their homes and get your next home service job done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
I'm crunching it.
We're crunching it.
Some pronoun.
Yeah. What's up, party people?
Hello.
Woo, yeah. It's Anime NYC special Crunchy Cast part two.
Yeah, we were in the same
electric boogaloo. Yeah.
I changed. Yeah.
We are in the same clothes.
Mine is Gaston Marie.
Jacket.
Yeah. I should have put on a jacket.
And I put on glasses.
Oh.
Yeah, you look cooler.
What?
You look cooler.
Very smart.
Than the rest of, like, than me specifically. Not like.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah, that, no, yeah, I wasn't me specifically.
That's what you thought about me in the last episode. I see.
No, because in the last episode, you're saying things that were cozy that were about, you know.
I'm the host of Crunchyroll, Tim Liu. We have CrunchyCast hosts.
I am the apparently looking cooler Crystal Marie today.
I'm Kurt Ritchie, who actually you are cooler. You're not wearing a jacket. You are cooler. Anyway, well.
And special guest.
K-Fell. Yeah.
Round of applause, everybody. Round of applause.
Yeah. It's now in the canon. Jackets are uncool.
No, like literally just, cool, wait, like wait, a breeze. Like
you made our guest feel uncomfortable.
No, I'm self-conscious.
Oh my gosh. No, literally temperature.
She's talking about temperature.
Cooler. Oh. She is cooler.
Oh, as in chilly.
Yes,
oh.
You were cooler.
Yeah.
But I took it off because I felt warmer.
This is our second time in real life episode. Here we are in the flesh. Yes. We haven't actually gotten up at all. We ended the episode, part one of the live NYC recording, and we just took episode two. Take two.
Yeah. Take two.
We've
We're
actually
here.
Been here for 2 days now.
Yeah.
Right? Yes. We haven't left. We sleep here. We eat here.
Yeah.
Look at the food that materialized next to Tim.
Yeah.
Magically.
It's been 2 weeks, as that is the time distance between these episodes.
Yeah.
And we have not left this place for 2 weeks.
We have kidnapped K-Fell, and just so her parents know, let her know she's okay.
It's not kidnapping if I agree with it.
It's true.
Yes.
She ran away with us.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, sorry, now Mom. Sorry, Dad.
Yeah, she's hanging out. She's cast.
Forever.
Forever. Yeah, you're with
Speaking
us
about, I guess, forever, I guess we're making live-action animes now. And that's going to be forever,
making.
I guess.
Very appropriate for us to be in live action currently.
I know. We're in live action.
I'm pretty sure we planned that. I think we planned that.
Yeah. Mm. But I think we should talk about live action animes that are being.
Is it a live action anime if it's not animated? Wouldn't it just be a live action
Editor, can we get like
a
little swirl effect? Like right after
Everyone
Christine said that.
It.
That was the smartest thing I've said all day. Was it even smart? No, I don't know. I can't even.
We're going to look back on it and be like,
yeah.
No, it wasn't.
Like right now, we're like, yo, that was deep.
That was deep, yo.
That was bad.
And somebody in the comments going to be like, yeah. Yeah, that is a live action anime.
Thank you in advance.
Or maybe not.
I like to think
a live action adaptation of
anime.
Yeah. Live action adaptations of anime. There's been quite a few released.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot that it's in the works.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just talk about it. There's the ones that have already been.
Then should we say they're instead live action adaptations of a manga?
Well, that's
what you were still thinking of. We've moved past
it. We're over here now.
We're actually done our second lap.
Yeah. That was another blue show.
We passed by her. Yeah. But
it's okay. There's no losers here. If you take your time in your Mario Kart, I'm there for you.
Right now, today recording is November 18th. This one's for the in real life live action. So tomorrow, Cowboy Bebop is coming out.
Mm-hmm.
It's already been out by this episode comes out.
We haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
Yes. And then we got Gundam already has a director now working on that. I think he's the one that made King Kong, the King Kong Skull Island, movie for the Mobile Suit Gundam, for the full title. And then we have One Piece. In our timeline, November 18th, the cast has been announced.
Yes.
That everyone has checked out. And then Yu Yu Hakusho has been announced, I think, by Netflix.
Yeah, I've been waiting for that one for a while. Live action. I've heard rumors about that one for a while. And I'm like, finally hearing that.
I don't know anymore. Do you guys know any more that are... What?
Knights of the Zodiac got its poster out. Oh, yeah.
Oh, Knights of the Zodiac. Wait,
I've never seen
that. For all the Latin American anime fans, know that our iconic Knights of the Zodiac, Saint Seiya, is now going to also have a live action adaptation.
It's Saint Seiya? Saint Seiya.
Is it Hollywood live action? Because that was the list for the Hollywood live action ones.
I don't know what kind of live action, actually. I just saw the poster, and I know that it was announced.
Oh.
And that it has already the actors attached as well. Like, some actors were already announced for the adaptation as well.
So those are, yeah, we got a fair few. And in our timeline, the ones that have been out is like, well, you got Death Note.
Death Note,
Attack on Titan had one, right?
Yes. So I'm trying to talk about the Hollywood adaptation. Hollywood adaptation.
The Western, when we're talking about the Japanese movies,
there's so many.
Yeah, because there's a whole ton.
Yeah, because if we go to Japanese, I got to talk about Samurai.
She's holding herself back. She's like, I would have just started swinging. Let me add him. So, yeah. Hollywood.
Ghost in the Shell.
Ghost in the Shell.
Oh, yeah.
Battle Angel Alita.
Yes.
Battle Angel Alita. Yes. What else? I'm trying to think now. Dragon Ball Evolutions.
Yeah. Oh, I watched the trailer for that one.
How was it? How do you?
I stopped at the trailer, is all I'll say.
that's all on record, she'll say. She watched the trailer and said, okay.
I honestly forgot because it came out a while ago, right?
2000.
This was, that was a very long time ago.
2005? But yeah, Dragon Ball Evolutions. What else? What else do we got? Peter Phobian is in the crowd. Do you remember any live action adaptations?
Yell it.
Inception.
Somebody said Inception. Christopher Nolan, I'm talking to you. Hey, I know you got your concepts. I know where you got them from.
Yes,
I know you saw Paprika. Don't lie to me.
Paprika.
Let's go.
Don't lie to me, buddy.
I am. You don't have to wait for Paprika to be adapted anymore, is what they're saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I also will say Chronicle is like the unofficial Akira movie.
Chronicle.
Okay. It's a superhero movie.
I've seen Chronicle. I can accept that.
It's got that feel.
I can accept it.
Stranger Things.
Stranger Things?
Four.
Stranger Things?
Four?
Yeah, kind of. Steven Spielberg, anime feel, you know?
They watched Elfenlied.
They watched Elfenlied, and that's why they're inspired by it? They need more blood for that one.
A lot more decapitations. Kill you.
Yeah. I'm going to say maybe a little different. Just based on the first episode of Elfenlied alone.
I like how she's got the... Why does Kristoff have she's holding a tea?
Listen. Yeah, Kristoff wasn't the biggest fan.
Hollywood adaptations.
There are some bodily fluids that happen on episode one that did not need to happen, Kurt.
Why me? What did I do?
Mysterious girlfriend X. You know what you did.
I gave that to Yandoye.
So what?
They're just fighting.
I don't know if I want to see that adapted. That's a lot of spit. Anyway, what other adaptations?
I can tell you what I want to see adapted.
I think those comment down below if there's any more Hollywood adaptations that we didn't get and you're frustrated as heck probably. Let us know.
Yeah.
I'm taking audience participation. Jesse, you're looking at me. You got one?
Speed Racer.
Speed Racer, yeah.
It's a masterpiece.
Oh, masterpiece. That's what he said.
I was too young to remember if it was good. I liked it, but again, I was young.
I love the colors.
Oh yeah, we got one person cam and in the audience going like this. Yeah. We got Jesse going, it's the goat. It's ten out of ten.
Go down.
Yeah. That was a debate I used to have a lot with my friends because there are people on the camp of they did not like it at all and didn't feel it did justice to the anime. And then there's people like me who I genuinely think it's a super charming film. Like if you've never seen Speed Racer and this is your first time maybe interacting with the franchise, I think it's just a lot of fun. It was like a summer release, I think? Because it's just an action blockbuster type of film, and I was in for it. I enjoyed the colors, and the direction was really interesting.
I watched this years ago, but I do remember it being like genuinely a fun movie. And that came from, because Speed Racer was actually the first anime I'd ever seen.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my dad, because my dad watched Speed Racer when he was a kid, and he put me onto it not really knowing what anime was like that. So I watched Speed Racer with, like, it has this, what's the word? Like, this pleasant corniness to it.
Yeah,
you know?
Campy.
And yeah,
they
it's press the
button.
It's
they
the
got the cool stuff.
Yeah, like, yeah,
gadgets,
it's that, it's that pleasant yeah. camp that really brings you in. And that movie had that, too, but, like, so it fit for Western audiences. And I mess with that.
We're missing a huge franchise.
What?
Transformers.
Oh, yeah.
Transformers.
Yeah, like everyone's like, Yeah.
Well, okay, thoughts on...
Ava? No,
thoughts on Detective Pikachu, anyone?
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, that counts.
Thank God you mentioned that one. Somebody in the comments. Somebody in the comments would have definitely typed that. It's like Detective Pikachu.
Real talk. Yeah, the fact that we didn't know that one is kind of sinful.
Yeah, that's kind of.
I'm sorry.
Especially when Pokemon is still the number one animated film in from the anime category.
The original
Pokemon movie is still number one.
Actually. Just also speaking of Detective Pikachu, there's somebody in the crowd that just reminded me of that Sonic, the Sonic movie.
Is Sonic anime?
Sonic is a video game.
It's a video game, but they also have anime.
Sonic X is an anime. Sonic X is actually an anime, but I feel like you'd have to adapt. Sonic
X. Sonic movie would be in the video game. A video game movie adaptation.
Sonic movie was a video game movie. They adapted the game. Sonic X is the anime. If they would have did that deal, then
in my heart though, Sonic is Sonic pretty much is.
But I do love Sonic. I would like to say that it was anime though.
But if that's the case, then if they adapted food into an anime commercial, Taco Bell is an anime.
Here we go.
Stop trying to get sponsored by Taco Bell. It's not gonna work. We're just not gonna get the Taco Bell.
Christine, we look desperate.
We
have a running Taco Bell gag on this podcast. I don't know how to live this long.
I am going to do this until I receive a actual delivery from Taco Bell.
That's all you want?
For a very long time.
I want nachos.
Wait, it's okay. Wait, hold on. KFEL is, you're the baby in this group.
You are baby.
Yes.
What is the first anime adaptation, Hollywood adaptation movie? Which is one have you seen?
Oh my God. I don't even know if I've ever even
you've been watched
wait,
one?
Wait. Did Sailor Moon ever have a live action? Or am I just...
Not a Hollywood one.
I'm pretty sure it did have a live action.
Sailor Moon had a live action TV show.
But American?
There was a pilot that disappeared. Toon Makers tried to make it in 1993.
So we're getting the facts right now. Supposedly there's a lost episode of Sailor Moon. Live action. That was supposed to be a TV show.
That's unfortunate.
Kotaku tried to track the pilot down.
Kotaku tried to track it down. Did they succeed?
No.
Spoiler alert, they didn't find the live action.
Oh, gosh, I really hope they do. I wonder if it's like based on the actual Japanese anime or if it's based on the long-lost Sailor Moon with surfboards. Western version.
Surfboards?
Like, literally Sailor... Wait,
what? You guys don't
like
know?
Like Ahoy Moon? Yeah.
There is a Sailor Moon adaptation that was done for American audiences, which was unfortunately not very easy to find anymore, but I can actually send everybody a link, and maybe we should put it, you know, somewhere in the comments. I'll put it in for y'all to watch. But essentially, Sailor Moon looks like... They all look like the cast of Gem and the Holograms or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And they have actual surfboards. In the colors of each sailor, and they sail through space
on the surfboards.
Yeah, for real. They fight monsters. They do the whole thing, but it's like they've got surfboards.
So they were sailors on surfboards.
I mean, isn't that on brand still?
I thought it wouldn't be surfer moon.
Gnarly.
Surfer moon. Yeah. Surfer moon, dude.
Just Usagi, just like, whoa, I'm late.
Power friendship, dude.
No. Yeah, I regret.
I just got toast in my mouth. Tubular.
Tubular, guy.
I just imagine them just riding the waves. It's like the little like wormhole in the background effect. And they're like, whoa, we got to go fight.
But that like
full by the moonlight.
Well done, theme song.
But that I feel like that brings up an interesting point of like if you adapt the source material or if they make an original story. Like, do you guys? I feel like everyone has a different preference. But what is you guys' preference typically? If they adapt the source material directly, or if they
comes with each like, material. That's how I feel. I can't. There's no hard rule. It's got to be, I feel like it's for the material. For the material.
Yeah.
But.
I think, it's a case to case thing for me.
It depends on the.
It's freedom. They should do whatever. Try it out. I might hate it. But
yeah,
who's
there?
Try it out.
At least they
do it. Do it.
Spend your money and let's see what happens.
Yeah. Hopefully get the original studio and the anime some money, you know? Get a Hollywood adaptation. Put in the big bucks in, you know?
Introduce some Western audience.
I have a question. Where? If you could have any anime become a Hollywood live-action adaptation, which one would it be?
Which
one? Sonic X. All right.
Oh, Sonic.
I wish I could drop this mic.
And then
easy
the
money.
Starts playing, Sonic.
Yeah, bro, that would have been crazy. Oh, except cut out Chris Thorndike. That's probably my only.
Who?
That's probably my only.
Okay, Sonic X, I guess, is Kurt's Sonic choice.
Classic.
Me, Free Iwatobi High School.
Oh, yes,
please.
Yes. It's the Chris energy now.
I am curious. Please explain.
Have you never seen Free Iwatobi?
No.
They're swimming. The boys are swimming.
Oh, you mean free?
Exclamation point. Free exclamation point.
What did you think it was?
I don't know. I thought free.
A petition?
I always considered it free as in just free. Like the swimming show free.
Yeah, Kurt was just like free exclamation
point. Like, I was like, what anime is free?
That's a whole other question.
Anime is free. Yeah.
Anime.
The boys, they're swimming. They gotta swim.
They gotta swim.
Those boys do be swimming.
They gotta go shopping for their swimming trunks and their swimming thongs.
So that's Crystal Marie's pick.
Yeah.
Now we gotta ask later who do you want as your live action your fan cast for that one. Hold that one.
Okay.
I actually want to know your one.
Me?
Yeah, what's your content?
Oh, honestly, I'm really interested in a Jujutsu Kaisen. Because I wonder how they would pull that off.
I think.
Visually. Interesting.
That'd be sick.
They would need a budget for that
My hopes are like up here.
I mean,
all your wishes fulfilled,
like,
you know?
Jujutsu Kaisen's very popular.
Yeah,
like,
if
very
it was like Marvel.
K-Fell is pitching the universe for it too.
Yeah,
anything could happen.
It's like the MCU, it's like the JJK.
That's what I would like to see.
This is the same universe where Sonic X gets a live action.
Cinematic universe. Okay.
Now that would be sick. I would totally love to see that.
Anime? I don't know.
Never heard of anime before.
Yeah. What's a movie? What's an anime?
What's a movie?
I have a manga one though. This is only, I think it's in Japanese. I think they got. I read it in Korean, so it's translated to Korean. I think French and Italian, but Akumetsu. It's like five, maybe two people in whoever watching Crunchy Cast will watch it. That'll know what I'm talking about. But yeah, Akumetsu. It's about a kid who high schooler kid who will defeat all evil by wearing a mask and killing all corrupt politicians, bankers, like all the people that commit evil and make Japan like be in national debt
that actually
crisis.
Sounds pretty sick.
Cool. And he's like, I decided all people evil are gonna be like these top dogs and I'm gonna take care of them. So
you know what, if we're bringing manga into the
Batman? Did you say Batman?
There is a Batman manga or anime or
no,
I believe.
Listen,
I think there's a
live
action
it.
Batman.
Based on the plot, a masked Avenger in a way. A masked
Batman.
Vigilante.
If Batman was taking out like all the rich people in the world, he'd have to beat himself up too, right?
That's what I like to call self hate.
That's what I like to call Monday.
Yeah, sir. If we're bringing manga into it, this one is already getting an anime adaptation, but I think it would do very well as a live action Spy X Family.
that would be
a fire live action. Like, very practical too. Like that would be sick. That'd be
Kurt's
cool.
Kurt's getting hype.
I'm already super excited for the anime because I love that manga. It's got a lot of heart and it's funny too. Is that one of
2022? Check it out on Crunchyroll.com. Spy X Family. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Crunchyroll.com.
Crunchyroll.com. Check out Spy X Family, baby.
Let's go. I think that would play out so cool. You know, because it's a very grounded show aside from the kid being It's okay. But aside from that, yeah, it's I love it. It's really cool.
You should just tell the synopsis for the people. Real quick,
essentially, like without getting into too spoiler territory, man who is a spy has a job to do, and to do said job, he needs to look like he is a part of a real family. So he gets a wife and a kid. The thing about that is that the wife turns out to be an assassin.
An expert assassin.
And the kid is, ooh, I guess, what would the term be?
An esper.
Yeah, right?
Like, it's cool. It's a concept that's been done lightly, but like the way they tackle it is really fun. I'd love to see that. I'd love to see that. It'd be really cool.
Super good.
Mm-hmm. I have one for you, Tim.
Espers.
Well, actually, I don't know why I say for you, Tim, but you like to eat.
I do like to eat. Yes.
He do be eating.
I do be eating.
Look
at him. He do be eating.
Wow. Bagel. But honestly, Food Wars would be pretty easy, in my opinion, as a property to adapt into a live action franchise.
Yo, it wouldn't be that easy when you did the rating for that.
When the ESRB, the parent.
The ESRB, the video game people come in. They're like, yo.
I'm like, which company is that for the movies? I'm like, I forgot. Yeah, get the ESRB on this one.
I want you to walk me through the Food Wars live action.
Walk me through and
tell me who the target audience is as well.
It starts with a young boy.
Oh, no.
Trying to save his father's ramen shop.
Oh, no.
And to do so, he must cook delicious meals. Those meals are so delicious that the ranking system is based on how people react sonically and visually to the foods on screen.
So I'm going to pause you right there.
Yeah.
That's kind of vague. What exactly do you mean by sonically and visually? Yeah.
Well, let's put it this way. To anybody who watches food shows, you're probably more familiar with angry reactions or things that are a lot more verbal, like Gordon Ramsay, right? And you don't want to associate Gordon Ramsay to an image of Food Wars. Let's actually disentangle that right away. You don't want sexy Gordon Ramsay. I'm not saying it's sexy. The food is sexy. Anyways, visually, the people's clothes suddenly burst open into a surrealistic field of interesting visual effects that portray how enchanted they are with the dish and make a nice sound like, ah!
Crystal, you are a wordsmith. You are a wordsmith.
Crafter of words. Yeah.
Never change.
I will help you market
never
this film. Whoever or live action. Whoever wants to do it, trust me, I will help.
Wait, what's the rating?
The rating is E for eating.
I was about to get up. E for eating. I was so close to giving up on this podcast. I was going to quit right here on the spot. I was going to leave.
E for eating. Yes, you're right. E for eating. That's the review.
Believe it.
10 out of 10. Hollywood executives, you heard it here right now.
I want the little subtitle. Like, there's the title of the second title. Says they do be eating though. Yeah, they do be eating.
That's my review. Crunchyroll Tamil reviews. They do be eating. Yeah.
They be eating.
Yeah. They do be eating.
Christine, do you have a great idea that you could sell to the Hollywood execs right now?
Like about what?
The anime industry. How are you going to sell it?
Your next Chris,
I just already sold the.
Yeah,
the
you need to hear your pitch.
I'm not good at English. I'm not good at English. I don't even know. I said Jujutsu Kaisen earlier, but the only reason why is because I want to see who would play Gojo Satoru.
You don't even want a fan cast?
Yeah,
who wants someone else to just.
You got someone in your mind.
You never know
for Gojo.
Yeah.
Come on.
Not in Hollywood, I don't.
Ooh. Where? Ooh. Korea?
Oh. Ooh.
Food war
sounds. That's so hard. Like, there's no, like, I don't know. I can't put a human person
in my
gosh. 2G husband, you know?
Okay.
Humans just do not equal.
I get that.
You know?
I get that.
Like, they will never be able to amount to the man that I love, who is Gojo Satoru. Yeah.
So this will make a challenge, huh, for the live action adaptation.
Yeah, who's going to play Soma? Yeah,
so K-Fell is like the CEO of this movie, and it's just like, you have to impress me. I have no vision. No, I don't know who I'm going to catch. You have to impress me.
Like. At that point.
I don't know why I immediately, for some reason, like, and they cast Gojo with Michael Cera.
Yeah.
Choices.
Pauses. Michael Cera lifts up the blindfold and goes, domain expansion.
Yo, that's the perfect cast.
I just love the idea of putting Michael Cera in roles like that.
No.
Like, this is, all right, this is lightly not anime related. Have y'all ever heard of Shaft?
you want Michael Cera?
I am hiding behind this microphone now, thanks.
I would be super interested, though, in your vision of if you can't make Gojo a live action, you know, man,
mm-hmm.
but you could have Jujutsu Kaisen itself be live action, and then Gojo is a live 2D model.
No.
He's a VTuber.
Oh, wait.
Out of nowhere, like, everyone's real life, and it's like, who killed Roger Rabbit? And it's just like, Gojo just comes out, hello.
Gojo CG the entire time, because they couldn't cast an actor who's the...
The only acceptable option.
Everyone's just like, Gojo, and it's like, yeah, it's me.
Yeah,
this is just a 2D VTuber model.
He's clipping through the wall. It's me.
It's like, oh, he's getting away. It's like, don't worry. It's just like a slit. It's like, yeah, and he just goes 2D mode and slides right through an opening.
I know what you gotta do, yo.
He can get flat 2D against walls to sneak into places.
Ridiculous.
But there's a lot
ridiculous.
To explore there.
2D sneak into your heart with 2D Gojo.
We didn't even end up talking about any of the live action adaptations that are getting made. We just ended up going like, this would be great if you animated it right now. Do this right now.
Honest,
we got Food Wars.
Honestly, Tim, it's probably for the best.
It's for the best. It's for the best. So in our list, we got Food Wars. We have Jujutsu Kaisen.
Free Iwatobi? Yeah.
We got Free. We got a pretty good list for a movie set up. I cheated, so I don't even have one. I chose a manga.
Yeah. Kurt wanted Shaft, whatever that
Spy
is.
All
right, that was, yeah.
With Michael Cera.
Michael Cera.
No,
Shaft.
That wasn't even an anime reference. That's just a normal one.
Just a movie. Just a.
Kurt just wants.
Just remake this movie with Michael Cera is what Kurt is saying.
Yeah.
Remake all classic movies with Michael.
With Michael Cera.
Oh my God, Top Gun.
Top Gun with Michael Cera.
Blade Runner.
Full Metal Panic? No. Yeah, make Full Metal Panic into a
Full Metal Panic with Michael Cera?
Yeah, make that.
That would be interesting. That would be interesting, yo.
Sagara Sosuke as Michael Cera. Full Metal Panic.
Oh my God, what about an isekai with Michael Cera?
That'd be amazing.
An isekai? Which isekai? Which isekai should Michael... ReZero. ReZero.
Reincarnate.
ReZero.
ReZero. ReZero. Michael Cera. ReZero. Let's go. Let's go.
Crunchyroll. Get on this, guys.
ReZero with Michael Cera.
Yo, that is honestly... unironically great idea.
I would
fantastic idea.
Really?
I'm serious.
I pitched it. I'm like, really?
This goes... I feel like that would go with, like, let's go against the normal convention of it. But I think that would be mighty entertaining. Come on.
Him in the black tracksuit. Yeah, that'd be sick.
He's in his judo fit. Right?
he's
a headband and the short shorts and the t-shirt.
So everybody, man. Please. Now I guess the comment down below thing is comment down below your wish list with
for
your
Michael
fan
Cera.
Cast.
What is
please
your,
put your fan cast.
Where would you cast Michael Cera?
Far more.
It's like that's the challenge. It's like you can make any anime, any manga into a movie, but you have to cast Michael Cera as one of the main characters.
We sound like we've been up here for 2 weeks. this is nuts.
Michael Cera be in deployed. My Hero Academia.
Wait. You have to do the fan cast for free.
Yeah, great mind. Immediately. Instead of the very obvious choice of Deku.
Both are like, Bakugo.
Bakugo.
But no, wait, real quick, Chris Lamarie, you have to do the fan cast. Real quick, fan cast for free.
Real quick.
For free?
Yes.
Oh, for free. Man. Wow. Huh. Wait, from which country? Because I have a lot of boys. Any of them.
That's what I said.
Yes, any
of them. Every boy.
Your mind, you're number one.
Oh my God.
Every member of BTS.
just BTS everywhere.
That might be one of your go-to.
But then you have to add Michael Cera in one.
Yeah.
It's BTS and one Michael Cera has to be in the thing. Real quick, before we wrap this up.
If Michael Cera has to be anyone, he's got to be the coach.
Oh, don't relegate this. I want to make the Australian guy. Who's the Australian guy? Who's Rin? Rin? The red? The
no,
red
don't
dude
you
with
dare
shark
try
teeth?
From
what show?
Me.
From what show? From Free. Free.
No,
from
Free. Yeah.
Michael Cera Shark Boy.
Yeah, make Shark Boy Michael Cera. I want to see him with chompers. No. I want to see
yes,
Michael Cera with shark chompers.
All the
but yes, that's all we have time for today, ladies and gentlemen. Well, with that, that's Crunchy Cast live action reactions. Let us know your fan cast and your fan film. I'm one of your hosts, Tim Liu.
I am Christelle.
I am Kurt Ritchie.
And I'm Kay Fell.
Kay Fell, everybody. Yeah. Round of applause real quick for
yes,
Kay Fell.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for being on this madness show. And yeah, let's wrap it up, everybody. Who should be casted as Michael Cera for this crunchy cast?
Me,
right
Michael
now,
obviously.
You?
Yes.
There's Michael Cera. So give us a quick line, Michael Cera. A quick goodbye for the fans. A message.
Cozy. I don't know how we're
going to say that. I don't know. All right, everybody, move. Let's leave.
See it. Bye.